Dr. Wayne Graham, Senior Lecturer in Management in the UniSC School of Business and Creative Industries, joins Morning Magazine again today. Good morning, Wayne.
Hi, Deb, and hello, listeners.
Wayne, over the past few months, we've been discussing the importance of planning and the opportunities available for Queensland businesses, including those here in the city of Moreton Bay. So what's the latest news?
Well, Deb, on the topic of planning, the Queensland Government have just published the Small and Family Business First Action Statement, which outlines their immediate priorities for small businesses and underpinned by an investment strategy worth more than $100 million over the next 4 years. Currently, we have approximately 495,000 small businesses in Queensland, but by 2032, the year of the Olympic Games and the Paralympic Games, the number of small businesses in Queensland will increase to 615,000.
Wow, that's a lot of new businesses and a lot of new jobs. So what are some of the priorities outlined in the action statement?
Well, the main thing is to create the right conditions so that new businesses can provide new products and services to meet customer demands and, at the same time, enable existing businesses to grow and expand, giving them confidence and motivation to invest in capital and employ locals, especially the next generation of young people. Approximately 20% or one in five of small business owners in Queensland are over 60 years of age. So it's important to provide access to resources, including education, to address the skills gaps and to promote entrepreneurship for young people that have bright ideas. But they just need some support to get them up and going.
Wayne, so how can the right conditions be created and how will the Queensland Government achieve this in the next 4 years?
Well, according to the action statement, there needs to be an acknowledgement of the many challenges facing small business owners and managers. The cost of living pressures, for example, cash flow and the access to finance and all those pressures associated with, you know, running a business, things like rising costs of insurance and energy prices, as well as a very buoyant labour market that makes it difficult to find suitably qualified staff and then to train them and ultimately retain them.
So what exactly is proposed by the Queensland Government to achieve the creation of better conditions?
Yeah, good question, Deb. The action statement outlines four main areas of activity. Number one, to make it easier for small businesses to access government services through the newly created business concierge, which will act like a kind of a triage, connecting small businesses with the most appropriate resources and mentors. Number two, to provide tailored support to start a business, to grow a business, and to sustain a business through initiatives like the Communities Partnership Program, which aims to reduce misbehaviour and crime, for example, but also to enable access to grant funding and education programs and courses. Number three, to reduce regulations and red tape, and to advocate for a reduction in the cost of insurance and provide additional support to help resolve any disputes. And number four, to boost procurement opportunities, to make it easier for small businesses to tender for government contracts, especially in the lead up to the 2032 Olympic Games and Paralympic Games. So to find out more, listeners can access the action statement on the Business Queensland website, which is www.business.qld.gov.au, and just search for action statement.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
My pleasure, Deb.
That was Dr. Wayne Graham, Senior Lecturer in Management in the UniSC School of Business and Creative Industries, keeping our community connected. Listen again to the podcast on 101.5fm.com.au website.